This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, first name Lonnie, L-O-N-N-I-E, date of birth February 14, 1948, date of evaluation August 2nd, 2022. The chief complaint, the patient is a 74-year-old African-American male who was seen for initial evaluation on June 21, 2022, period. At that time, he presented with history of dementia, permanent pacemaker placement, and requested pacemaker check, period. The patient did not know any information about his pacemaker, but reported occasional palpitations. He has had no chest pain or shortness of breath, period. His past medical history, hypertension, hypothyroidism, BPH, atrial fibrillation, past surgical history, pacemaker, medications, amlodipine 10 milligrams one daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams one daily, finasteride 5 milligrams one daily, fluticasone 50 micrograms one spray daily, levothyroxine 50 micrograms one daily, mebetrix 25 milligrams one daily, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams one daily, trazodone 150 milligrams one daily, Viagra 100 milligrams BRN, Xarelto 20 milligrams one daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, denies social history. He reports he was previously incarcerated. He has prior history of cigarettes, alcohol. He has prior history of IV drug use to include heroin, period. The examination, blood pressure 130/82, pulse 81, respiratory rate 20, height 68 inches, weight 158.2 pounds. The lung exam, chest reveals a midline scar. There is a pacemaker pocket present, period. Lungs are clear to auscultation and percussion. The cardiac irregular rhythm with normal S1 and S2. There is no S3 or S4 present, no JVD noted. Psychiatric, he is oriented to place and person only. He was referred for EKG. EKG performed on June 21, 2022, reveals atrial fibrillation with non-specific ST and TV changes, period. Rate is noted to be 71 beats per minute. The echocardiogram performed on June 7, 2022 reveals atrial fibrillation. There is moderate concentric left ventricle hypertrophy. Left ventricle ejection fraction 75-80%. Pacemaker leads noted to be present in the right ventricle. Left atrium is severely dilated. Right atrium is moderately enlarged, period. Aortic valve is tri-leaflet. There is moderate aortic stenosis present with a mean gradient of 21 millimeters of mercury. There is trace mitral regurgitation. Mitral valves are mildly thickened. mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation. There is severe pulmonary hypertension. RV systolic pressure is 61 millimeters of mercury, period. There is trace mild pulmonic regurgitation, period. He was referred for chest x-ray. Chest x-ray performed on June 21, 2022 reveals a newly seen rounded 13 millimeter nodular density over the right mid-hemithorax. May reflect overlying nipple or pulmonary nodule. Recommend further evaluation, period. Left chest wall pacemaker with lead tips in stable position noted. Aortic valve prosthesis noted. The impression, 74-year-old male with unclear cardiac history, noted to have atrial fibrillation with controlled rate. He is maintained on Xarelto. He has history of hypertension, which is controlled. He has hypothyroidism and BPH. He has severe pulmonary hypertension based on echocardiogram, period. He has a new pulmonary nodule, period. This requires follow-up, period. We'll refer to his primary care for further evaluation of pulmonary nodule, period. Patient otherwise to follow up in this office within 6 weeks, period.